you know, Mr. Dacker Man himself, Mr. Hard Worker himself. Tighten up, everybody. Tighten the fuck up.
The long shot he had was the bribe and shit to lose. Like, that was the longest shot he had. But you ain't take, but you ain't take no money. Take the money. So if they do fire you, you got, like, hey, I need that.
Man, the original shit started, man. I don't want no smoke with Malik, a.k.a. Martin, man. We just be chilling today. Got this bullshit-ass Cowboys that's supposed to be going to the playoffs.
How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling about the first quarter of the season so far? Are we 25 games in now?
Well, last year around this time, I was looking at the lottery already. So, for me personally, blessing to be able to see my team turn the corner and continue to improve as we continue to get a little more healthier going into the season. Hopefully, we stay that way, knock on wood. I'm happy with the way my team is playing right now.
It's your common sense. Asshole, eye nature, poor motherfucking answer. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lakers Nation. Throw that out there, too. Mr. Please, someone beat the Cowboys. All that shit.
I would literally take any guard on your roster for Russ right now.
I'm sure the Lakers would take Ricky Rubio light for Russell Westbrook right now.
I sure the fuck would.
Hey, let me tell you something.
Straight up, too. They'll trade them straight up. No pitch, no money consideration.
I'll throw in a future second. Just here.
Glory, bro.
Just have it.
Just throwing in a draft pick for Russell Westbrook and Ricky Rubio light is crazy.
You know what it is. He was your dark 30 himself. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Blackout season coming soon. It's Malik the motherfucking God.
Yeah.
Let's get that. Trade deadline coming up Thursday. Who needs to be traded?
Julius Randle! Get him the fuck out of here! Right now! What are we talking about here?
Wow. Oh. Malik, you want to go?
I'm saying enough.
We outside. We outside. Conversations at the top.
Yo.
Why you always come on with the low, slow ass board? Yo. Guys, you guys get some energy, some pep in your shit. That's how people starting off.
You want some pep?
Give me something. I want something.
You want some pep?
Anything. Pull? Don't you dare. I already told you what I'm going to do. Don't touch me.
Can I do it?
No, because then you won't have a show. Because if he leave, I'm leave.
There you go. Ball's in your court.
You know what? You guys are not going to bully me into getting off the show. So I will do it when I'm good and ready to do it. Anyway, what's up, y'all? Episode 138, Conversations at the Shop. Corey. Episode 138, Conversation at the Shop. We here, you know what I'm saying? That's what I thought. You know what? I can't. You dirty rat. Hey, man, how was y'all weekend, bro?
Dirty rat?
Yeah, he's dirty. Corey's dirty rat.
I apologize for my weekend. You'd be sure the same to me.
I enjoyed my Saturday. Shout out to Phoenix officially turns 3 tomorrow, but we celebrated on Saturday. So we had a good time with the kids. So I enjoy shit like that.
For sure. I enjoyed my weekend. It was full of work and sleep. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. And I got a track list for a certain album. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, that joint is so crazy. So crazy. Ah, you know.
I'm very much looking forward to this. Young. There's a lot of talk before we got on. It got me excited. I'm looking forward to that shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's old man.
Blackout. Hey, look, nigga. Y'all have no idea, man. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm gonna leave it. I ain't gonna say that. Get into the show, man. And they don't need to know yet.
Nah. But you know, yeah, man. So we are here, and we're gonna be talking about the NFC today. Last week we did the AFC. This week is gonna be the NFC. Predictions, teams, all that good stuff.
I'm not looking forward to this.
Hey, you got a dub? Hey, salute, my nigga. Hey, yo, shout out to Bobby, man. Bobby been like every car competition. Bobby got like exclusive rights to kind of like Blackout Season. Some of it, not all of it, but I know he waiting on that shit to drop so he has some more music to play at the car competitions. Don't worry, Bobby. The shit that we got for you is crazy, my nigga. Just be patient. I'm glad I didn't drop it earlier. Like, I'm glad we kept putting it off. It's going to be worth it for sure. For sure.
Yeah, man. You know, we had to do a little, add a little more, take a little out. You know, but, you know, it is what it is. Let's go. Let's go. So, in the NFC, let's start with the best division in the NFC. Let's go out with the NFC West. How do we feel about it? We got the 49ers, the Rams, the Seahawks, and the Cardinals.
I mean, Rams got to be favorite, right? Yeah. Aaron Donald's still playing, right?
Yeah. Where's my Aaron Donald jersey? I should have put that one on. Aaron Donald's still playing, yes.
Okay, then yeah, the Rams are favorite. But... nothing else. Matt, man is one of the five greatest defensive players in football history. Like, I have no reason. Is there any reason to put anyone above the Rams coming into paper? Just coming into the season?
Not really. They lose Robert Woods, but replace him with Allen Robinson.
He was hurt anyway, so respectfully, then... Robert Woods because he was good. But...
then OBJ hadn't signed, so it's a possibility that you still bring OBJ back. But you still got Cooper Kupp. You still got the
Cam Akers coming back.
Yeah, I mean, you still got Cam. Cam played good throughout the playoffs when he was back. That defense is still top notch, and you add Bobby Wagner. After losing Von Miller, you add Bobby Wagner. Like, where did the Rams get all this money from?
I don't know, and it's not fair. They make every fan of all the teams that don't spend money more and more pissed.
Blue the Cowboys fan?
Yes, like Cowboys fans, very much so. We're not the only ones, but yes, very much like Cowboys fans. We got to trade Amari Cooper because it's seven. I don't know about most notable.
But... all that money you niggas got.
Simply, it's beside the point. Just
bring this is up your the show, fact. Corey. This is your turn.
I'm just simply generating conversation on the NFC West. We're not at the East right now. We're talking about the NFC West, okay?
I apologize. So,
I would prefer to just focus on, you know, the Rams and, you know, these other teams within the division.
So who's coming in second place? Is it the 49ers or the Cardinals?
Yeah, everyone at Seattle last?
No shit.
Just making sure. You gotta ask these questions sometimes. Just gotta make
no
sure.
No shit. Yeah, for sure. Nigga, they got Drew Lock as quarterback. No, Geno Smith might beat him out. That's worse. That lets me know how shit they are.
That Geno Smith can actually win a quarterback competition.
Yeah, it shows me how shit they are. Hopefully he doesn't get in a fight in the locker room before the season starts, though.
He pay his money immediately. He won't have these problems.
Well, he won't be able to call plays at the line of scrimmage if he gets in a fight in the locker room. Remember what happened last time.
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. If he just pays off his debts immediately, he ain't got to worry about that.
Dude act like his teammates didn't know how much he get paid.
Oh, I drink an Ensure for breakfast.
Somebody caught a pancake.
I just sipped dessert. Now you gotta say it with the the mouth wires. I'm not doing this, man. Come on, dog. My bad. I'm sorry, Gino.
So Malik, you say you got the Cardinals?
What, second place?
You got the Cardinals second over Frisco?
Yeah. Why not? I don't trust their quarterback. Should I?
I don't think the Cardinals trust their quarterback.
They just paid the nigga. They better
they
trust
him. They just paid him like they trust him.
Better pay. You better trust the nigga. You trust him a little bit, at least.
Shit, he got incentives in his contract that he got to make sure he's steady before he pull up.
Oh, those are technically taken out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Everybody good?
What's up, bro?
I'm outstanding. I'm wonderful.
You know, it's nice to see a couple of you fellas.
Think about your career, man. Think about your career.
Or don't think about it. Whatever you need, you ain't got to think about it.
Hey, look here, bitch.
Look at this nigga, man. Trying to think about your career. Nigga, fuck your career.
All right.
Hope you go double wood. How about that? Might have been talking crazy to me all day. I'm not having it. I'm not just going to come on the podcast.
Talk crazy to you,
and
man.
And like I ain't been getting talked crazy to all day. I'm tired of it.
That fool said he tired of it.
Smoke your blunt and shut up.
Finish your point, Malik. Well,
I didn't have a point to start, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
That was me talking. I'm sorry. Hey, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart.
Shut up. Continue your point.
But the Cardinals did pay him a nice amount of money. But there are incentives in this contract that he has to be
those were taken out.
More.
They took those out. Because it hit the media. They took them out. Not in this contract anymore.
Yep.
But, I mean, I trust Kyler over I trust Trey. So I'm gonna go with Arizona second.
Shit, D-Hop healthy?
He ain't coming until week six.
That's fine. We don't know what type of headspace Debo is in. Did he get his contract yet? No.
He did get his contract.
He did?
Debo got his contract.
We got 2 years or some shit like that, right?
Yeah, Debo got his contract. San Francisco third. Seattle.
He's under a 3-year deal. He's under contract through 2025. 3 years, $73.5 million. With a $58 million guaranteed.
Get paid, young nigga. Get paid. Who you got, Marcus?
So just the quick catch up, Marcus. We're all in agreement that the Rams would be first in the NFC West and the Seahawks would be last. So it's basically a conversation between 2 and 3.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I got it. I guess second you could go with Arizona, I guess. But I ain't all too confident in them. But yeah, I go with Arizona second and San Francisco third.
Arizona usually stay hot until about week 6, so should be all right.
And then, yeah, they probably get out to a hot start. We'll see what they do in December.
Yeah. You'd like to think that they will have at least grown some from that god-awful playoff game.
Well, I will say this, though. Kyler better show the fuck out this season. I know that.
For what? He got paid.
It ain't more about that. It's just more about the criticism we gonna receive if he don't after that whole little the contract with the footage shit. You gotta make sure he study shit. Not gonna look good if he just pull up and do the same shit he did last year.
There was a whole lot of issues before he got that contract and like things being said and little rumors. Yeah, he gonna need to ball out for real. But I mean, he has all of the weapons to do so. So it really shouldn't be an issue.
It ain't no excuse. Exactly. That's the thing. It ain't no excuse.
You add Hollywood Brown. You got, you know, Hopkins will be back. You added AJ Green is basically your third receiver. And who's not, he ain't old AJ Green, but he's still damn good as your third option. You and Hollywood was college teammates. Should be good. You got Zach Ertz at tight end. If I'm not mistaken, James Conner led the league in rushing touchdowns last year, if I'm not mistaken. Or second, like he was top 2 or 3. Like, there ain't no reason for Kyler to go
pulling all the way to bullshit ass move he did last year. He can't do it. He cannot do it.
Yeah. The Niners roster is really, really good, but we've seen it plenty of times. It don't matter if the QB ain't up to par. Shit, that's why Denver went shit last year. You look at Denver roster on paper, it's pretty fucking good. You had Drew Lock at quarterback. So if Trey Lance ain't that dude, they gonna be average as shit. You have to at least be Jimmy Garoppolo. Because that roster with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Is it possible that Trey Lance can fuck it up so bad that they end up being at the bottom? Even under Drew Lock, because Drew Lock, I think Seattle's gonna be a disaster. That's gonna be nasty.
Well, Drew Lock not even about this. Drew Lock is out here getting beat out by Geno, so we don't even know if it's gonna be Drew Lock. I can't see him being that bad.
Geno fit their system better than Drew Lock does.
I don't even know how to respond to that. Seattle really must have just said, you know what, we really want that number one pick next year. They just had to be what they were. Like, they just made no
effort to upgrade at quarterback
at all.
Why pay DK, man?
Not get a quarterback.
If that don't make no sense. It's dumb as hell.
They paid him so he won't go to the Rams, part of that super team.
The Rams would have figured out a way to.
Yeah, if you got to pay him not to go over there, then okay, don't do that,
DK. I don't know. Yeah, I'll still lean with the Cardinals second, but Jesus Christ, it's.
What up, Cole?
And a clock.
All right, so next on the list, we're going to go. Next, we're going to go with the NFC North. Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago.
Are you trying to skip and trying to make the NFC East last? Because we don't have to do that.
Yes, we do.
What I do? I'm going back
the way it's supposed to. Go ahead, bro. I know what you're doing, but go ahead, bro.
Who you got? Who coming out there? Who is winning the NFC North?
Name the teams, nigga.
I thought I just did.
No, you did not.
Green Bay, Chicago, Minnesota, Detroit.
Come on, man. This division is damn near as bad as ours.
Nowhere close.
It is not that good.
It's not good. You got Green Bay and it's everybody else. And I'm not even really that sure about Green Bay. If Aaron Rodgers is out here complaining about his receivers, shit, they might be trash. I don't know. I guess Green Bay won. Minnesota 2, Chicago 3, Detroit 7. Detroit is gonna be bad again, bro. Like it's gonna be bad again.
They were bad last year, but they was at least losing games by like a field goal and a touchdown.
They were competitive. Like they had like a month run where they were close, and then they finally got like that one win randomly. And a tie.
They got a win and a tie.
Niggas ain't gonna win no more than 5 games. No more than 5.
You're right, and I think that might be more than Chicago.
You think that? Well, yeah, I can't
remember. Chicago. I'll give you this right now. Hear this. Name me one Chicago Bears wide receiver right now.
Well, I can't name one that's healthy. I can give you one that's hurt. They just traded for him, and then he fucked his ankle up as soon as he got there, and now they back down to square one. So. Who's over there?
Who's that trade? Oh, N'Keal Harry, right. N'Keal Harry got hurt. And he was shit.
Harry from the Patriots, but then he fucked his ankle up. So he out for 8 weeks.
He was terrible his whole time with the Patriots. So
that's true.
We know the Patriots can't draft. We know the Patriots can't draft receivers. So there's no reason to believe
that's true. He was terrible in New England, but he got him a fresh start in Chicago with Justin Fields.
Pray for Justin Fields. Pray for Justin Fields. I got Chicago last. I don't know what the fuck they got going. They are. I'm sorry. I got a lot of friends from Chicago. I don't know none of these. Like, who the fuck is on this team?
But granted, I don't think I know nobody for Detroit either. Like the wide receiver, do I?
Detroit got a couple people. One, they got DeAndre Swift and TJ Hockenson, who I like more than anybody on Chicago. Hey,
that's running back and tight end. I said running back. I mean wide receiver. I don't know no receivers over there in Detroit.
They signed, as I just look now, they signed DJ Chark from Jacksonville. Again, better than anybody on Chicago, and that ain't great. Not saying Chark is great, but that's still better than anybody.
No, he's better than
they drafted. They drafted Jameson Williams in the first round. He should be decent. Listen, I'm not saying Detroit's great, but I at least know a couple of these dudes. I don't know what Chicago is. Pray for Justin Fields. That's all I got. Pray for Justin Fields. Chicago last. I got Detroit third. I got Green Bay second. I don't. Alan Lazard is their number one receiver.
I get it. But Kirk Cousins is Minnesota's number one quarterback.
I understand this. I understand that Rodgers.
The fuck? Hey,
that's not true.
Relax,
bro. Malik just up there chilling, bro. Relax, bro.
I was not prepared for that.
I don't need the flex, nigga. Everything you see up here is just not mine.
Look at him. Look. Yeah, don't get that nigga. Hey, man, don't get that nigga started, man.
Either way, Jesus Christ, that was too good. Yeah, I don't trust that. Like, Rodgers is obviously great. I don't think his teammates really like him that much.
They never liked the nigga. It ain't nothing new.
Yeah, but at least Devontae liked him. Devontae liked him.
He liked him.
Devontae liked him. I'm good. Really? Devontae fucked with him. Yes.
Really?
Devontae ran.
Devontae got the fuck up out of there. He don't like Aaron.
Because, nah,
the nigga, said, man, I'm going to go play with Derek Carr. And he's happy over there.
That's his boy. Because that's his boy. They were college teammates. That's one of his closest friends. What's you didn't just say Derek Carr.
He shitted on Aaron as soon as he got out of there.
Aaron shitted on himself.
Where is the talent? I just think Devontae at least had the talent to make up for the shit. I don't think Alan Lazard and Romeo Doubs have the talent to make up for just not liking the fucking quarterback. I don't. And one of their best pass rushers, Za'Darius Smith, no longer there. Where the fuck did he go? Minnesota.
Where did he go?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Damn.
Like, from a roster standpoint, the Vikings have a better roster. It's just a matter of it's Aaron Rodgers. The gap between Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins is so great that it usually tends to override everything else, and with good reason. I get it, but Dalvin Cook, for the 10-12 games that he plays, is a top three running back. Justin Jefferson is a top five receiver. Adam Thielen is very, very good. You got Za'Darius Smith. You got reliable guys, and Harrison Smith is still good. Patrick Peterson, he's not the Patrick Peterson of old, but he's still a good corner. Like, they still got pieces there, and I don't think the Aaron Rodgers effect will be enough to make up for basically their advantage everywhere else.
Who you got, Marcus?
Just told you, hey, Chicago third, Detroit fourth.
Are you just trying to skip Malik? That was pretty disrespectful. I feel like you just tried to skip Malik. That's how I feel. That's the way I looked at that right now.
I honestly forgot Marcus said anything, you know. Who you got, Malik?
First of all, I'm not putting Detroit nowhere but last. I don't give a fuck what that nigga talking about. I don't give a shit. It's Detroit. Pray for Detroit. Don't pray for Justin Fields. Pray for fucking the fans of Detroit who have to watch their team go 1-16 this year.
Shout out to Ha Ha Davis.
The fuck?
Not shout out to Ha Ha Davis.
Why am I putting Detroit above? And they got Jared Goff as quarterback. Why the fuck? Anyway, I got Chicago third. I got the Vikings second. Their roster is decent every fucking year. Like, it's.
Especially the last couple of years, if you're really honest, like you said, they added Za'Darius Smith, so that's a tough ass signing. That's a good signing, but ultimately they running it back.
New coach.
Yeah, that helps.
It very much helps.
Who's their coach?
Who's the coach?
Kevin O'Connell, Rams offensive coordinator.
So I have the Vikings second.
Yeah, run with them second. Yeah,
they just won the Super Bowl. He just
Never row with
second. Yeah. I got them second, and then I got this Green Bay is Aaron Rodgers. I don't give a fuck that he's bitching about his wide receivers. Aaron bitches about everything. That's not something they're not used to. You think they didn't go into training camp like, oh shit, we don't have Devontae, nigga. We might be trash as a wide receiver core. You think the wide receivers don't know they trash?
No wide receivers know they're trash. They're the most
cocky Stop it, Corey.
Outside of quarterbacks Stop. On Corey, football Corey. Teams.
Corey. Let's stop. Aaron Rodgers is going to be a beast during the regular season like he always is. We know that. And then he's going to flop in the playoffs.
Guarantee you, Alan Lazard is gone. I'm about to put up better numbers than Devontae did last year. I guarantee you, Alan Lazard thinks he's about to show the fuck off.
And he might. And he might.
That's how receivers think.
Go ahead, Gerard. I'll be right back.
I'm with Corey on this one. I'm going Minnesota first. I'm going Green Bay second. I'm going Chicago third.
Damn it.
And definitely going Detroit 19th. Like,
Dan, hey, listen, Dan Campbell's. I forgot to mention him. I'm sorry. Listen, they gotta stop interviewing him. Like, I'm tired of the interviews. He be coming up with these stupid ass little sayings and shit. And then they.
What was this one? What's this year's? Last year's it was we gonna bite kneecaps off.
This one. What'd he say? You can bite three asses. It was something gay. Whatever. It was some gay shit. Whatever the fuck it was. They gotta relax. They gotta start interviewing dudes, bro. Like, start interviewing him and start. He gotta start acting like these dudes really got any kind of talent on their team. They don't. You don't. Stop. Niggas is three wins and out.
I think, I don't see Detroit doing too much better than what they did last year. I think they'd be competitive again, but lose. Like, find, like, a Detroit way to lose. Like, in the preseason, like, they had the game won. Old boy scrambles out and throws up a prayer for a touchdown pass.
This is in the preseason. That shit just happened. Just like, you know the bullshit is going on.
Like, yeah,
Can we do the NFC East now?
I'm not saying that Detroit's going to be good. I just think they're going to win like four games and Chicago's going to win three. Like, that's
look at what we differing about. The fucking win discrepancy between Detroit and Chicago. They're going to win two games, three games, four games.
Who you got? I got Chicago winning four.
Shit, that's a stretch. Cause I was gonna say they might win three, but I got Detroit winning about two. So
did he say anything stupid while I was away?
He agreed with Corey.
On everything?
No, Minnesota winning.
Just on Minnesota being number one.
You got a Vikings jersey on. I'm not surprised. Never mind.
Luckily, it's Justin Jefferson. Otherwise, I would have said something. If it was
Kirk Cousins. Only reason. It's the only reason why I got it.
Is that the only reason why you got them number one?
Because of Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
No, I got number one because old boy taking drugs. And I don't trust him no more.
Who taking drugs?
The fuck are you talking about?
A-Rod.
Because he took DMT, you know he might play better, right? Off of that shit.
He don't take it in the playoffs, Malik.
He might.
He need to start taking it in the playoffs. He might take it in the regular season.
He might.
So are we going to the NFC East now?
I'm going to the NFC South. We got the Panthers. We got the Falcons. We got the Saints.
We ain't got to go through this division. Let's be honest. Let's stop this shit. Stop the fucking shit. We got to go through this weak ass division, man.
They don't listen to that nigga, man. Name the last team, bro.
We got Tampa Bay. Who you got?
Who you got? You go first once.
Me personally, Tampa Bay runs away with this division. New Orleans is second. Atlanta is third. No, Carolina's third. Atlanta's last. They got Marcus Mariota at quarterback.
That's hate, honestly. That's not you being dejected. That's hate.
I mean, they got Marcus Mariota as quarterback.
I know. You hating, though. You ain't want to see him come back and get him a star job after he left, y'all. You ain't want to see him win.
Left us?
Well, you know.
We opened the door. You can go, buddy.
When you open the door, you let in Ryan Tannehill. You might as well have kept Mariota.
Boy, one throw interceptions, the other one can't make it down the field.
Two L's to me.
Anyway.
Corey, who you got? Well, other than Tampa Bay at one.
I don't think Tampa Bay runs away with the division.
I don't think so at all either. I think y'all mistaken at that shit.
I think y'all are very much mistaken. I agree with the bottom two. Atlanta's last for sure, and Carolina by default is third because Atlanta's that fucking terrible.
Please say about James Winston and the New Orleans Saints. Tell me about it.
One, the Saints were 5-2 with Jameis Winston last year. And when Jameis got hurt was when they tailed off. When Jameis was there, he was good. 14 touchdowns to 3 interceptions while he was suited up. New Orleans looked good. And if I'm not mistaken, they beat Tampa. That was actually the game that Jameis got hurt randomly. But they still beat Tampa and have always gave Tampa some troubles. Two, you add back Michael Thomas. That's a huge addition. What I completely forgot about, they got Jarvis Landry too. So just chalk in another 100 receptions easily and a bunch of first downs. I don't think there's just this massive gap in the rosters between. You still got Cam Jordan. You still got Marshawn Lattimore. They added the Honey Badger in the secondary. Like, New Orleans has a very good roster. And at the beginning, we're not talking about the Cowboys and NFC East. I'm trying to bring up the damn NFC East right now. We're not thinking about that, okay? We don't want to. Tampa should be the favorite, but I think I'm going to edge New Orleans. I don't feel really exceptional about it, but I think New Orleans kind of has a little better roster. And I think they were beginning to show that they were a good team, and Jameis got hurt. And then they became very, very average when Jameis got hurt. But I think if Jameis can build on what he started last year, they can definitely win. I mean, they still went 9-8 last year. So they could definitely go up into the 11-12 game range.
I'm rolling with Gerard. Yeah, number one all day long. But they runs the fuck off with the South, bro. I'm not depending on Jameis Winston to be good enough to say 11 games. I don't know. Granted, I'll give him credit for whatever he did last year, but and then again, he coming off a torn ACL too. So yeah, I'm gonna roll with Tampa Bay 1, New Orleans 2, Carolina by default three. Otherwise, only because of Baker. Otherwise, I would have had him at four. And I guess that's it for the NFC, right?
Nope. I got Atlanta last. Y'all remind me, who's the Saints coach? Who's the Saints coach this year? Is it Sean Payton?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I got. So they're back to being the Aints. So I, I got them as number three. I don't give a fuck that Jarvis Landry. Give a fuck that Jarvis Landry and Michael Thomas is back. Michael Thomas may decide he don't want to play by week four and get surgery again. So. I don't know why you putting so much credit into that. Is he a great player? Yes, but will a nigga play? It's one, Sean Payton's not there. I don't trust them anymore. You got Jameis Winston. Dude.
So you're telling me that the reason you don't think Tampa runs away with the division is because of Carolina?
Did I finish? Did I finish? Can I finish my point without you interrupting me?
Carry on.
Tom Brady hits a wall this year. I got Tampa Bay number two, and I got Carolina winning the division this year.
Why do you have Carolina?
Wow.
I just gave you the reason.
No, you gave reasons to other teams. I'm talking about within the Panthers organization. Why do you have Carolina winning the division?
Because everybody else in the division has kind of looked like trash to me. I don't believe Tom Brady feels like he has a Super Bowl team. It's not Bill Belichick coaching. Lost his center, Gronk's not there. Security Brink is not there. You don't have Antonio Brown to, like, flip out, take attention off of the other shit. I don't see it. He hasn't practiced this training camp either. He hasn't practiced.
Okay, Malik, I'm with you. Now all I need you to do is tell me about Carolina winning the division.
That's my
Carolina gotta win. Despite all them other niggas losing, Carolina gotta still do their job. And they just got Baker a couple weeks ago off the street when nobody wanted. Now he number one.
Mm-hmm.
Leading against CMC, one of the top two running backs. When healthy.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's Robbie Anderson and Butts.
Mm-hmm.
You got them number one?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Reggie.
Got Carolina number one this year. Just wait. Baker can actually throw, so maybe they don't have to rely on Christian McCaffrey as much as they used to in the past.
Like, he going to throw a lot to Christian McCaffrey because he can't throw downfield. So it's going to be going to McCaffrey a bunch anyway.
You forgot the video we saw with OBJ?
I got the Panthers number one.
How many games you got to win?
To win the division's terrible.
So you got to win it like 9, 10?
12.
Whoa, man, you high.
Fuck. Wow.
You high, man.
Is this man. How y'all feel? Is this how y'all feel when I be talking sometimes?
That's one of them.
I was not prepared for this at all. I just assume when you agreed that, like, the Tampa ain't gonna win a division. I'm like, well, obviously it's got to be the Saints. It's the only plausible team there. I never thought you actually took Carolina seriously. Man, that's great. Although that was a great point about Sean Payton, because I will fully admit I forgot Sean Payton ain't in New Orleans no more. I will fully admit that. Completely forgot about that.
Tom Brady is the GOAT. I get you, but I just don't see it this year after everything that happened in the offseason with him retiring and then unretiring and then possibly becoming the part owner for Miami and him supposed to be to go in Miami with Sean Payton and that didn't fall through. So he had to fall back on his secondary plan and come back to Tampa Bay. He forced the coach out, forced the coach to go into the fucking front office to get a new.
We're all with you on that. It's the Carolina part that's Carolina getting everybody fucked up. That's all. We're all with you on the Tampa thing.
Yeah, if you with me on the Tampa thing, you with me on the Saints thing, and we don't need to talk about Atlanta.
Not with you on the Saints thing.
You're not with me on the Saints thing.
I don't think anyone's with you on that Saints are going to be worse than Carolina. Except probably Reggie.
And that's fine. Me and Reggie will be right. The rest of you niggas will be wrong. So that's fine. Can we move along, please?
We don't have to.
We can end the show positive.
We really could. We said we wanted to do a short show
today. Yeah, this idea is 45 minutes. This is perfect. This has got to be a short show, right?
That's basically what I'm saying, Cole.
I mean, I get okay. that part. Like, all right. they all can have losing records, but Carolina winning 12, it, like, the 12 ain't going to be a the
12 and
it's
five
not gonna be a result of that.
Wow.
They got out to a hot start last year, and Sam Darnold became Sam Darnold.
That's because.
He was about to say something stupid, I'm sure. So I'm actually glad that happened. I'm sure he's about to say something stupid.
Well, that is clearly a sign that, you know, it is time to end this show. So everyone, please make sure shop with us at theshopmerch.com. You know, support us. We appreciate all of you who take time out to listen to us, all that wonderful things. And I don't really have any.
So our next division is going to be the NFC East. Teams we got in the NFC East. We got the Cowboys. We got the Giants. We got the Eagles. And then we have the Washington Commanders. Corey, who you got winning the division? And let me name your picks for me.
Okay. The Giants are last. Daniel Jones, enough said. I think Washington will be better, but I still got them third. Carson Wentz is not to be trusted. He has proven that time and time again, and we will stick with that.
I think I need you to repeat that.
Carson Wentz is not to be trusted. He has proven that time and time again.
Okay.
That's all I got.
No, who are your picks? I didn't. No, no, no.
I don't.
Really, you heard what he said, Jerrod. Really, who you got? Need to.
So y'all not picking?
I don't.
He just
don't
picked. Really, you heard his pick. He said he got the Giants at the bottom at four. He said he think the Washington Commanders will be a little better and they'd be third. The other two,
okay.
I guess you're going. I guess
no, it's no, right. No. We're not doing this today. We're not doing this today. Corey, who is one and who is two?
It hurt me to see my brother got to go through this right now.
I should be clear. I don't think either one of these teams are going to be great. I don't trust nobody in this fucking division. Fuck it. I'm riding.
There we go, man. There we go.
That's all I got.
There we go, man. You made his picture. Get off the man's back.
Whose jersey is that?
CD Lamb, but you still didn't make
a pick. He made the pick, man. Get off the man.
He didn't make
a
pick. He just put through the jersey over his face.
He threw the jersey over his face to let you know who he got. He got the Cowboys somewhere. Now you come on and you go. Damn. That is really all this is like fat.
This is like pulling teeth, bro. You know how you try to get your kid to eat vegetables for the first time and they don't like it? This is what this is like.
Yeah, you know why they don't like vegetables?
Ask my mom.
Because a lot of the vegetables be trash, just like this division. Shout out to my mom,
rest in peace. We had plenty of battles back in the day trying to get me to eat vegetables. I am damn good and damn headstrong not having to eat vegetables. That started when I was like 3, okay? And the shit is the same. I don't like it. This is who I got. I don't feel great about it, so I just hang my head and stick with the team that I've been in a 30-year-long toxic relationship with, and I'll just stick with it, and I will leave it at that. Shout out to Kevontae Turpin. We might actually have a fucking returner now. That's all I got. Leave me be.
I agree, Corey. They got to get off your back. God damn. Cole Crows 88.
This is sad. This is a Gerard, sad day for you guys. You guys can't.
Gerard, who you got, Gerard?
No, Gerard, don't say nothing. It's not your goal.
No, it's not my goal.
It is.
It's not my goal. You know why? Because Corey still ain't picked. So I'm guessing he's saying that the Philadelphia Eagles.
He just said that.
The Philadelphia Eagles going to be number one? Is that what you're telling me, Corey?
Has he been riding with the Eagles? He just threw a CeeDee Lamb jersey over his head, man. Stop pulling him back to team, man. You hurry him.
Marcus?
Since y'all so fucking hype, you niggas want to hear me say it? I'll say it. The Giants down at the bottom because Daniel Jones is that quarterback. We ain't got to talk no more about it. Now, Carson Wentz is third, obviously. The Philadelphia Eagles are going to be cool, maybe, but they're going to be second because we going to be first. And the division going to be trash, period. We going to be trash in the midst of being trash. But we're going to be good enough to win the division. Nine and eight. That's my record.
Nine and eight. Malik, what's wrong with these fellas, man?
We win in the division. What are you talking about? What's wrong with us? See, this is what I don't like about Cowboy haters. You niggas sit back and just want to be fucking haters. And want to sit here and say, hey, you guys, what's wrong with these guys? Well, let me give you a little insight on what we've been going through while Corey is sitting up here with this fucking jersey over his head, why he can't even show his face right now.
I'm gonna stop you.
Our receivers are way below average, other than CeeDee Lamb. We got Dak Prescott that we don't know what the fuck going on. We sitting up here talking about Zeke is gonna be the vocal point of our offense. Why the nigga done fell off every single year statistically. Then our division, and then we been sitting up here watching Trayvon Diggs get burnt the whole fucking training camp. And you niggas sitting up here saying, well, what's wrong with them? Fuck you niggas, man. I'm tired of y'all, man. I'm out here. I'm
told y'all for months we ain't want to talk about this shit. Don't get mad now when we make good on the words and we ain't want to talk about this shit. We had nothing to say about football or about the Cowboys. Don't want shit to do with this. We know we ain't shit. Let us not be shit in peace.
In peace. Let us be trash in peace. Damn, man.
No, I don't think I will.
Fuck wrong, child. Fuck y'all thought this was.
No. First of all, Marcus didn't need to tell us what's going on in Cowboys Nation. We know exactly what's going on in Dallas, Texas.
Definitely. Other than it flooded.
You know it's crazy. Niggas talk about y'all being trash more than they talk about the Rams repeating the Super Bowl champions or another top team. They just talk about how much the Cowboys are fucking garbage. So we know what's going on in Dallas. And obviously we needed you two to speak on it. We don't really appreciate your attitude up here. Corey, take the goddamn jersey off of your face.
This is sad. This is a sad day.
Who's your football team, Malik?
This is a sad day.
Doesn't matter. I face the music, though.
I'll talk to players. You can't face the music when you ain't got a team.
I have a team.
Who's the team?
It's to be determined.
Exactly. It's like I got a game. What's the game? Bye week? No, you ain't got a game.
I do have a team. You know when they trade players and they say player to be named later? Doesn't mean the nigga didn't get traded. It just means you don't fucking know who it is. Nice try, though.
Put the jersey back on. Any nigga that get Malik on their squad, that's a trash-ass trade.
Put the jersey back. Right, put the jersey back on your head.
It's a trash-ass trade.
It's an awful trade.
Well, you niggas had an opportunity to trade to get somebody on your defense, and you chose not to.
Man, shut up and tell me.
We signed Anthony Barr.
Who?
Hey, OBJ still out there.
Former Minnesota Viking linebacker Anthony Barr, first round pick. Yeah, I kind of
put the jersey back over your head.
Nah, it's off now. I mean, it's done.
You don't want OBJ?
Yeah.
I'll take anybody.
Malik, who you got, Malik?
Doesn't matter. The division's fucking garbage. I don't need to pick anybody. It could be any of the four.
Nah, the Giants not winning shit.
You don't know that?
The Giants suck. They suck. The Giants suck.
I'm not picking any team. It's a four-way race to me.
No. Everybody picked everybody for every division. Participate.
I am.
Nah, you are not.
I have no quarrels with this division. I don't. I don't need to make a pick.
No. Make your pick.
I'm being objective right now. It's like going
to race the 100-meter dash, and then the gun shoots, and you just stay in the block. I'm like, hey, man, I said I was just here. I lined up, nigga. No. Make a pick.
I have no quarrels with you. The great lies in my heart.
Nigga, we're not about to go into a duel, nigga. Just fucking...
have no quarrels with you.
I have no quarrels with this division. I don't understand why I need to choose.
Because y'all gave us all the shit. Go and make a choice.
Can I wait until like December or January to make my pick?
No.
Why are you doing all of that?
Because the division gonna be closed. The division gonna be closed. You know, y'all need like the last 4 weeks of the season to determine who's gonna win the damn shit. So why can't I just say it's a toss up?
It's not what we're doing. Either that, or you know what? If you ain't going to pick, then just give us a few good words on the one positive for the Cowboys, Mr. Kevontae Turpin.
I don't have any positive words for y'all.
Okay, well, then make your pick.
Actually, I do have a positive word for y'all. It's nice to see that y'all putting confidence in Zeke and Pollard to run your offense.
No, they're not putting confidence in Pollard. They give these same positive words to Pollard every year and then give him a third of the carry Zeke gets. Makes no fucking sense.
I didn't make the game plan. I'm just letting you know what they said. And it sounds positive to me. Gerard, who you got?
I kind of see myself as being John Moxley in this situation and Malik being CM Punk when he walks over with the belt and I just do that. Go ahead.
So you say you feel yourself being John Moxley. I just saw him kiss another man on another wrestling promotion, so hold that L. No, I don't think I will make a choice. Gerard, you go. I just wanted to hit Apex.
I got the Giants last. It is what it is.
That's the only pick you need to make. You don't need to say nothing else.
Guys.
Cowboys is wild trash, nigga. They third. That's what I can say it for. Cowboys is wild trash. You niggas is third in the division. It's going to be in between the Eagles and the Commanders. Or however the fuck you say. Come and do. Well, whatever the fuck. Washington. It's going to be in between them. Sorry.
You know, it was a time where that would bother me, but it doesn't.
It's fact.
I think the Cowboys might be third.
And your coach is wild trash. Y'all niggas.
You know what?
Niggas,
you know
y'all,
what?
Niggas, y'all niggas get 100 penalties a game in the preseason. Oh my God, nigga.
You know what? I'm not going to say the Cowboys will be third. The Cowboys will be second because I believe Mike McCarthy is going to get fired by October. And Sean Payton somehow will be our coach.
Yeah, we've been waiting for that. I wanted that this year.
He's not going to fire. He ain't going to fire Mike.
Not in the middle of the season. He won't do it mid-season.
He ain't gonna do it, Miss Lee. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, it would have to be real, real, real bad because they talking like they got some kind of expectation. So it would have to be super bad for him to
0-5.
Like it would have to be something of that nature, yes.
Yeah, something like that.
The fucked up thing is three of our first five games. Three of our first five games are against the Bucks, the Bengals, and the Rams.
Wow. You're losing two out of three, for sure.
The other two are against the Giants and Washington.
Losing three out of three. It will be 2-3, maybe. Might fuck around, be 1-4.
It's a sad day. You feel the sadness in the podcast, Gerard? Like, it's just sad.
I feel it. I got what you call going. I got, let's go Cowboys 3, Commanders 2, and Philadelphia 1.
All right, we did it. Now can we get up out of here, assholes?
I got Washington winning the division.
We don't give a fuck who you got no more. Shut up, nigga. Fuck out of here. We've been asking this nigga for 30 minutes. Now he want to come with his goddamn prediction. Man, what's the fucking positive word? Man, fuck a positive word. Ain't no positive
No. We are doing a positive word. Stay there. Yeah, stay there. Stay there. Do we have any positive words, guys?
You know what? It's... It is officially my youngest niece's birthday tomorrow. She's turning 3. She got the same birthday as Kobe. That's how I know she's going to be great. So I'll just say happy birthday, Phoenix. I will leave it at that.
You going to get a Cowboys jersey for her birthday?
No, I would not wish that upon her. She is greater than that. She don't deserve that. My badass son, he already got his couple Cowboys gifts. He can be shamed with having to root for the Cowboys, but I won't wish that upon my niece.
Marcus, your positive word?
I'm not gonna say what I really want to say. I'm gonna be professional. So, my positive word is I'm gonna give a big salute to my dad. My dad got prostate cancer. He was clear for a year, and he came back, and he had surgery on Thursday. So he is at home right now. Resting. Well, he's actually moving around, but just want to say big salute to my dad for what he's going through. And if he got time, say a prayer for us.
Shout out to Pops, man. You know what's up.
Yeah, I'll make sure to say a prayer for him.
Got positive word, Malik?
Nope, not after what Marcus just said. I can't say what I was going to say. Another week.
We taking off next week, so
there'd be plenty of time to get my shit right.
That was a smart move. He hit that big joker on you. You had no response to it. It was well played.
Nope. He's up here playing space with the positive words.
No, because I was about to go the fuck off. No. Number God, thank you for saving my career, Marcus. I owe you. I'm gonna send you. I'm gonna send you something for that. I'm gonna send you something for that. Like I'm dead ass gonna send you something for that, for real. Yeah, it was gonna be one of the moments for sure where we would have had to delete the positive word off of the end of the podcast for sure. For sure. Let me see. Can I think of a positive word? Gerard, go ahead, man. I might think of one.
I ain't really got nothing for y'all this week, man. Just, you know, continue to be you. You know, continue to be great. Continue to be better every day. You know, simple shit.
All right, I got one. All right, keep pushing towards your blessing. There's a lot of shit that happens in life. Like, you ever notice that every time you get close to a breakthrough, shit just start fucking up? And it could be everything in your life. It could be literally everything. It could be your finances. It could be your mental state. Just remember that sometimes it's best for life to tear you down so you could appreciate what comes next. So regardless of what's going on in your life, whether it be positive or negative, keep pushing towards your blessing. Your blessing is coming. It's already promised to you. So keep pushing towards that. Whatever you do, thank God. No matter what it's for. The negative shit you're going through, thank God for it. There's a lesson in it. The positive shit you're going through, thank God for it. You're deserving of it. Keep pushing towards your blessing. That's my positive word for today.
All right, man. Y'all know what it fuck is. Fuck Marcus. Damn.
I'm gonna pray for him, but fuck that nigga. That's what I'm gonna pray for him.
I'll see what I go through, man.
Get this nigga a clock like he fucking Flavor Flav so he know what time it is.
Yep. End the podcast.
Yeah,
please.
Try that the podcast.
Yeah, boy. Hey, man. Go shop with us, bro.
Already did all that. Already did all that.
I did.
I did.
Coming soon.
I did.
We was trying to tell niggas to shop earlier, but Malik punk ass cut them off.
Yep, we're done.
We out of here. Salute to everybody. We'll see y'all in a couple of weeks. And Malik, hope you choke on a Cheerio. We out.
Hey, nigga, you about to acknowledge your tribal chief next show. Remember that.